Conspiracy theorists are all up in this Nipsey Hussle murder. They're basically saying that same thing that they've been trying to say about Tupac, that it's all staged, it's all fake. Sad, but this is the day we live in, man. I said it before and I'm going to say it again. All of these damn YouTube journalists, YouTube detectives, get on my damn nerves, man. And it's sad because it's like a person can't even die anymore. They can't even die in peace. You know what I mean? Like, they can't rest in peace. We've reached a point in this world now where everything's a conspiracy, even when it's not a conspiracy. When I was cussing out Tupac hoax some time ago, I brought up the fact that when you try to use numerology to prove that something is fake, you also have to keep in mind that conspiracy theorists have made every number an Illuminati number. Now, what do I mean by that? They say the number three is important to the Illuminati because they say the 33rd degree is the highest degree in Freemasonry. Okay. So Nipsey Hussle died at the age of 33. So the first thing they did was say, well, he died at 33. 33 degrees Freemasonry. And I'm like, okay. Plus 3 and 3 is 6. So now that's 666. 6 and 3 is 666. And that's their rationale for everything. My mom died when I was 32. Now, does that make me a 32 degree Mason? No. But you see how stupid that is? You see how stupid that logic is? It's lazy journalism. It's lazy reporting. And he died on April the 1st. So that made it even worse. I said, oh, they're going to have a field day with this shit right here. See, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, when you deal with numerology, you must understand something. The occult uses every number. It doesn't matter what number, the occult uses every number. So if he dies on the 4th, then you can make up some bullshit and say, well, he died on the 4th of April. That's 4-4. That's talking about Jay-Z's album, 4-4-4. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's like a person can't die anymore without them doing some fucking math on it and trying to put it into the occult. Because what they don't know and don't understand is that the occult uses every number. So I asked the question to Tupac hoax, what day can someone die on without it being involved with the New World Order or the occult or the Illuminati? When am I allowed to die? Sometimes they even point out a person's birthday. Like they could help what day they were born on. If somebody was born on June 6, 1966, did he do that on purpose? Was he in the Illuminati when he was in his mama's womb and said, I'm going to come out on June 6, 1966 so it could be 666? At some point, I don't expect these people to admit to you that they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. But I do expect at some point that the people that are watching these damn videos have got to smarten up, man. You got to start using common sense at some point. And stop letting the Tupac hoaxes of the world and these other dumbass niggas. I'm only pointing out him because he's the worst one out of all of them. And he doesn't fool me. He fools a lot of other people. See, I see through it. I get it. I get what he's doing. He made the Tupac wasn't real, or it was all, you know, a stage in his early videos. And he saw that, that brought traffic. See, he's a views over content type person. Right? And that's okay, if that's your hustle. But at the same time, if it's just for entertainment, let the people know it's just for entertainment. See, you got people thinking your shit is real. You got people thinking they're woke. You're like, you're waking them up and you're not. The occult, the Illuminati, the powers that be, whatever you want to call them, uses everything for symbolism. In the Bible, God flooded the earth. And as a sign that he wouldn't flood the earth again, he made a rainbow. Now, the gays have taken the damn rainbow and turned that into the gay symbol. Now, does that mean that God is gay now? No. It's like I said before, the occult doesn't have any origins. So they steal things from God's creations. I got people that have emailed me in the past talking about the number 7 is demonic. When God said he rested on the 7th day, right? The Most High rested on the 7th day and said to keep it holy. It's a Sabbath. But because the occult uses it sometimes, now niggas think the number 7 is evil. Oh, man. Someone once said, fire is not evil. It's what you do with the fire. You could take fire and use it to see in a dark room. Or you could take that same fire and use it to burn the house down. But the fire itself is not evil. And it's the same thing with numerology. It's the same thing with numbers. The same thing with everything else. A symbol can be used for both good and evil, just depending on the person. But they don't see it that way. It's called lazy journalism, lazy reporting. If something looks confusing to them and they're not able to explain it, they throw it all under the Illuminati umbrella because it's the easiest thing to do. Oh, I don't understand why that happened. Oh, it must have been the Illuminati. And then you dumb niggas eat it up and say you're woke. You're not woke. Well, it seems I'm not the only one that is tired of the stupid conspiracy theory community who are low-level niggas who ain't did nothing but watch some conspiracy theory videos on YouTube, and now they think they're Illuminati experts. When in truth, they really don't know what the main goal and the whole point of the Illuminati is. So they, because of that, they don't know that the Illuminati don't give a shit about them in that way. They already rule the world. Even the scriptures say in Job, I think it's Job 9:24, it says the earth was given into the hands of the wicked. So they've been ruling this world. So when dumb niggas say stupid shit like, oh, they're doing this as a distraction. Distract you from what? What are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? You don't have the armies and the tanks to fight against the powers that be. If your faith ain't in the Most High, you ain't going to make it any damn way. Distract the people. To keep the people dumbed down. The people are already dumbed down. You motherfuckers are stupid. That's why you can listen to a dumb nigga like Tupac Holtz and the rest of these stupid conspiracy niggas and think you being woke up. Because when you tell me that a nigga's waking you up, what you're admitting to me is that you ain't woke. Now, I know that went over your head. I know you're too stupid to understand what I just said. Dummy. If you got to listen to a nigga like that to wake up, the nigga, you ought to stay asleep. The powers that be are dealing with international affairs, taking over countries, taking over nations. They not dealing with no damn Nipsey Hussle. They're being salted by that kind of stupid shit. Like the Rothschilds is on the phone saying, hey, make sure you take that nigga Nipsey Hussle out. Can you imagine the Rockefeller family being concerned about Nipsey Hussle? Or about a Tupac? You know how dumb that shit sound? These people are worth trillions of dollars. They control the banking. And they're worried about someone who's barely a millionaire? Now, I know you don't like that because I just insulted you. And I insulted your intelligence, which you lack. But it's the easy thing to do. It's the Illuminati. I asked somebody one day, y'all probably heard me say this before. They was talking about the Illuminati, New World Order, and all this shit. And I said, yo, what's the Illuminati? They said, it's Jay-Z and Beyonce in them. Nigga. Illuminati don't give a fuck about a Jay-Z. Now, let's put some perspective on it, right? If you want to say Jay-Z and Beyonce are puppets, okay, I can roll with that. If you want to say that the powers that be are influencing them and controlling them, fine. But to think that they go out of their way to deal with these little Negroes who they could destroy in a minute. It's stupidity, man. You know, and just to show you how stupid these niggas is, it's like, okay, for example, my grandmother passed away, what was it, back in 2009. So a nigga could do numerology on that and be like, well, 2 and 9 is 11. So that's 9/11. The Illuminati. You see, you could do it with anything. So I asked the question, when can someone die without it being connected to the Illuminati? You know why you say that? Because you don't have no faith in God. While you're looking to these YouTubers to give you the answer, you don't understand that the Most High is the answer. See, when the Most High calls your number, it's over. When the Most High calls you, then it's over. All power is in the Most High's hand. You're looking in the wrong direction for the answers. You're looking at God's creation for the answers instead of looking at the Most High himself and understanding that he got the power. They're just puppets of the Most High, even the Illuminati. The Most High said he created good and evil. So the devil, Satan, the Illuminati, the powers that be, the New World Order, they're nothing but puppets themselves to the Most High. They don't have no power. They only have power to do what the Most High allows them to do. You lack faith. We live in a faithless society. So everything gets blamed on the Illuminati. And sometimes the Most High does things in a way that comes across as ironic. You know what I mean? Like he does things that sometimes just, it could be spooky sometimes the way he'll do it. When my mom passed, she had a dream a month before she passed. She dreamed that she was running, she was in a graveyard. She was in a graveyard. A month later, she was gone. And when I say a month later, I mean literally a month later. It was around the same, it was like she had that dream around, what was it? It was like November the 27th. And then she passed December the 27th. Sometimes it just happens like that. And I had a dream about 2 years prior to her passing. In the dream, I kept seeing the number 227. And my mother died on December the 27th. 1227. Is my mom in the Illuminati now? Well, according to you niggas, she would be. Yeah, you people are low level. You're low. You watch these stupid niggas that have no understanding, that are watching other niggas that have no understanding. And because, see, these people, they don't fool me. They're watching other YouTubers, conspiracy theorists, and then they come on their channel and kick the same shit and try to pretend like they know something when they don't know anything. And they're not going to admit to you that because they want you to keep coming to their channel and subscribing. Because for them, it's all about the views. They don't care if what they're kicking is bullshit. They don't care if what they're kicking is nonsense. They don't care if it's not accurate. They don't care. As long as you keep watching, they're going to keep putting up stupid content. It's just a game, ladies and gentlemen. Stop falling for the okie doke. apparently I'm not the only one that is tired of the conspiracy stupid shit. And recently Bosco 100 spoke out about the Nipsey Hussle murder. And he reacted to some of the conspiracies. I'm going to pull up this clip and let you hear it. If you haven't heard it, a lot of you have because of people that posted it up. They've got a lot of views on their on their channel. So, but it was a good message that he put out. And I'm going to play it right quick. This is Bosco 100. A lot of you are familiar with him. But he spoke about all the crazy conspiracy theories that are being kicked around about Nipsey Hussle. Yeah, so that was pretty much what he had to say. And I agree, you know, all the number flipping and 31 is 13 backwards. And yo, somebody was like, yo, when Jay-Z came out with the 444 album, they was like, 444, that's 666 upside down. Oh, man. 444 is 444. Now, I'm not going to say Jay-Z don't have occult ties, because he do. Now, if there's one person that's got occult ties, it's Jay-Z. So that one, I don't get on people too much for the Jay-Z conspiracy theories, because that nigga's obviously a cult. But I say this when it comes to the numerology shit. I've heard people make the claim that, well, 9 is 6 upside down. I said, well, that doesn't work with mathematics, because if it's like this, if you say 9 is 6, then when you're counting, what replaces 9? Give you a moment to think about what the fuck I just asked you. Think about it. If you're going to say, well, 9 is 6, then, okay, so then what is 9? What would take the place of 9? Because you can't replace 9 with 6 and then not put something there to replace the 9. So when you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, how do you get to 10? Dummy. 9 has its own meaning. It's, you know what I mean? Its own purpose. So if you take the 9 and make it a 6, you got 2 6s. Then you going to put 9 in a 6 spot? See how dumb that shit is? So if you did the same thing with 4, what the fuck replaces the 4? Anyway, I know you're too dumb and slow to understand that. You're not even going to think on that level. But I'm going to say this. I'm the only one really saying it. You got to be careful about how you talk about the dead when you disrespect people that have passed. That shit will come back on you. It will come back on you. When you lie on someone that's passed like that, bad things happen to you, man. You know? But maybe you're not spiritual enough to think about it on that level. Maybe you don't care. Maybe it's all fun and games for you. Maybe it's all entertainment and you don't give a shit. But I just asked the question. How would you feel if your loved one passed or got murdered? And someone started a YouTube channel claiming they didn't really die. That's what's happening to Alex Jones right now. That's why he's in trouble with the Sandy Hook thing. He came out talking about it was false. It was a hoax. Them kids got murdered in Sandy Hook. Now he's having to apologize. Because he came out on the air, on the radio, and said it was a hoax. It was the powers that be. It was the New World Order. They staged the attack. These kids didn't really die. And don't you know that people actually attacked the parents? Bad enough their kids died. But then you got nut jobs wanting to attack them. So they got to grieve and mourn the loss of their child and deal with crazy conspiracy theorists wanting to attack them. This really happened. And some of them were forced to move. So, in closing, you got a lot of blood on your hands, man, when you make statements like that. If that's something that you're looking into, you might want to keep it to yourself. Sometimes I question things. I can look at it, but I think to myself, how would the family feel? You know what I mean? Just because something doesn't look right to you, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. And that's what happened to Alex Jones. People were egging him on, you know. Oh, man, look at it. The kids, you know, they didn't really get shot. And this was a drill and this was staged. And these were crisis actors. And he ran with it. And then later on, he found out these kids really died. Now they're suing them. But he had been doing that for years. And this time it caught up with him. Sad, man, the day that we live in, that you can't even die now without being disrespected. God forbid, you know, I end up dying on a Saturday. And you dumb niggas gonna say, oh, that's Saturn. That's Saturn. That's Satan. Saturn. Saturday. I die on a Sunday, you gonna say, oh, that's sun. Sunday. Sun worship. If I die on Monday, oh, moon day, Monday. It's like, at some point, you just have to face reality. God has all power in his hands. And sometimes people pass in irony. Who was that singer that sung that song? Sitting at the dock of the bay and then he died like that. Sometimes it happens. But on another note, LA gang members called a truce for the moment. And they're doing it out of respect for Nipsey Hussle. And that's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing. Paying homage, both Bloods, Crips, Essays. And paying homage to Nipsey also. And I mean, it's sad the brother had to die, but, you know, at least you can say something good came out of it. And hopefully they stopped killing each other out there. So Big U was one of the people who spearheaded this gang rally, gang truce, and paid homage to Nipsey Hussle. And if I could pull this clip up.
Come to the visual and pay respect, because right. Nipsey was the first real LA artist that was from LA, not like Tupac was from somewhere else within LA, and then Diggy Dem was from
right.
But Nipsey was the first like real LA artist to die the way he died. You know,
right.
He had no conflict with nobody. He wasn't beefing with nobody. So
right. So that's because of that. You've been getting a lot of calls from people from both gangs, sort of. Kind of
all gangs. I mean, Crips, Bloods, Hispanics.
Right.
Every gang.
Everybody in Los Angeles seems to be really touched by this. So they all reached out to you or to people wanting to come together and do something special in our.
We reached out to me, different people from over here. Me, Aiden, Trouble from the Jungles. It was just, it's a lot of people administrative.
Right.
But AD and Trouble called me and asked me, can I help facilitate it? Would it be all right for me? And I'm like, yeah. Definitely. It had to be approved as something everybody in this community wanted to do.
Right.
You know, because bringing in a lot of different gangs that people have been warring with for years is really kind of dangerous.
Sure.
We try to get the people who want to be here for different gangs, different sets, and it's beautiful.
Right.
And it's many people here.
And so what's the overall goal for something like this? What do you guys hope to accomplish today with this?
The overall goal is to establish a structure that can go on forward. We have this, and then we want to start having satellite sit-downs.
Okay.
With different gangs, like maybe with A-Trays and 60 sit-down, and then different gangs throughout LA, Bloods and Crips sit-down, who will actually warm more with each other,
right.
Who will actually confrontational head-on, because the gang violence in LA has been down.
Right.
It's been down over the last 30 years.
It's been dry, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And a lot of people get along. Crips and Bloods get along on the whole. So this was tragic in the fact that they're called the gang related, but it's kind of more hate
right.
Than gang related.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, I want to say this. This is Marlboro World Radio. And, Victor Morrow Show is available. A lot of you know it already, but it's available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Most importantly, VictorMorrowShow.com. Also, I have my website going, The Morrow Report. I do a lot of blogging on there, talking about current events. Also, Marlboro Radio is on SoundCloud, iTunes, just to name a few. I'm trying to get Marlboro Radio on iHeart, like the Victor Morrow Show is, but, I'm looking to get the Victor Morrow Show on AM/FM networks, so that might be coming within about a month. I thank everybody that listens to the show. YouTube isn't really the platform for real. A lot of people don't know that. I tell people all the time that YouTube, that's why I don't really trip off of YouTube like that. I post my content up to YouTube just to throw it up there. But I'm not really like a YouTuber like that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying that to say this. If you want to follow the show, because sometimes people tell me, man, you don't be posting up stuff. That's because it's not really a YouTube show. That's why if you look at the screenshot, it says Spreaker Internet. It's Spreaker Internet Radio up there. Okay? Because most of my audience is on the apps, you know what I mean? Whether it be iHeart or Spotify or Spreaker or SoundCloud or whatever, or the VictorMorrowShow.com. It's coming from there. YouTube is not really the home. So sometimes I'll do a show and it won't even go to YouTube. I won't even post it up on YouTube. So if you want to follow the show, follow... Everything is posted on Marlboro World Radio. Victor Morrow Show is mainly dealing with political issues, news of the day, stuff like that. But this kind of content right here is on Marlboro World Radio, along with everything else. So anyway, I want to say that. And Thanks for the support. Thanks for everybody that's just following the apps and following the show. Till next time, peace.